Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Brian Nail is Lake Manager at Lake Red Rock and joins us on today's program to talk about some of the changes ongoing related to COVID-19 at the Reservoir.
Just kind of a rundown of where we stand today, and obviously this is fluid, and there's changes in guidance and in our policies as we move forward. But as of right now, our day use areas are open. We are in the process of bringing our volunteers and contractors back on board, and we hope to have some restroom facilities open next week. We do encourage the public to, you know, stay away from the shelters. The playgrounds are closed. The beaches will remain closed. And our campgrounds are scheduled to open on June 1st. With that campground opening this year, there's going to be a little bit of a policy change. It's going to be 100% reservable. In doing this, we limit the interaction in our fee booths with our contractors and volunteers to check members of the public in. However, that being said, by going to recreation.gov, you can make a reservation, you know, the day of. There's no window for reservations during this pandemic. So we just encourage members of the public looking to camp at Red Rock to go to recreation.gov, reserve their site. Upon entering the campground, there'll be instructions on how to set up and how to get registered onto your appropriate site.
Well, and Brian, when we think about Memorial Day weekend in a typical year, that's when we're thinking about people getting out on their boats for the first time and really having that first enjoyable weekend outdoors. When we think about boating safety, especially now in this kind of different time, what are the real key things that people should be thinking about, especially as it is National Boating Safety Week?
Yeah, we you know, the boat ramps at Lake Red Rock are open. During this pandemic, there's no day use fees, so there's no fee to launch your boat. However, at this time, there are no restrooms at any of our boat ramps. But in terms of boating safety, yes, the public is welcome to come out and boat on Lake Red Rock. As always, we encourage the life jacket wearing. We want everyone to obey the buoys. We always ask that no one rides on the bow of the boat. Sometimes at the beginning of the season, you know, people come out and not fully test their boat and then just head out on the water. So we make sure that, you know, we want to ask the public to make sure they have all the safety precautions, the noise making device, the fire extinguishers, all the safety features that we want everyone to come out to Red Rock and enjoy recreating on the water safely. This year is somewhat abnormal in that we have a pretty normal lake levels. So, you know, sometimes during Memorial Day, we have debris in the water. That shouldn't be the case this year. But, yeah, we do encourage the members to come out and enjoy the lake. All four boat ramps are open. So, yeah, come on out and enjoy.
Well, and you alluded to it. What are those things, that, especially if this is the first time somebody is bringing their boat out this season, what are the things that people should have, whether it's a checklist or the high points that people should have before they even get the boat out on the water?
The critical things, that the safety features that folks should have on the water is, you know, a noise-making device is number one, a fire extinguisher that meets the requirements of the vessel. Be sure there's enough life jackets for the amount of folks on the boat. And, be sure your vessel's registered, it's safe. You know, we ask that if folks do consume alcohol, that everyone enjoys responsibly. And we just want everyone to be safe on the water.
When we talk about life jackets, I think that each year, you know, I talk to park rangers, I talk to different staff about this. It's often likened to a seatbelt, that if you were driving in your car, that, you know, there may be certain laws and restrictions that may not require wearing a life jacket, but it seems like that's just the kind of the wise thing to do, especially because it doesn't take long for somebody to find themselves in trouble, especially on an open body of water like Lake Red Rock and the Des Moines River.
Sure. You know, it's always best to wear a life jacket. You never know whenever you're boating, you know, there's always a risk. There could be debris in the water. You could slip and fall. And as soon as you hit that water, it's just best to have a life jacket. Even if you're a strong swimmer, we encourage the wearing of life jackets for all boating public at Lake Red Rock.
You talked a little bit about the operations. So I know one thing that usually would start this weekend too would be use of the beaches. What does that look like right now?
Sure. As of now, the beaches at Lake Red Rock will be closed for the season due to the pandemic. So when we say closed, what we mean by that is that they'll essentially be just treated like any other shoreline at Lake Red Rock. There'll be no signs. There'll be no swim lines. There'll be no restrictions. Members of the public can still walk the beach. There won't be a designated swimming area, and that's what determines that the beach is closed.
So just to clarify then, no campgrounds are open this weekend for camping. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yeah, there are no campgrounds open this weekend. All campgrounds at Lake Red Rock will open on June 1st, and those reservations can be made through recreation.gov.
Do you want to kind of explain the process of what the decision-making is for the Corps of Engineers being a federal body and how that may relate to what, say, Governor Kim Reynolds puts down or whatever it might be? How does that kind of act? How has it worked so far when it's come to restrictions? And how much of it is a Corps deal versus, say, what the governor recommends or vice versa?
Sure. Obviously, we listen to the recommendation of the governor. We want to not confuse the public as much as possible because we know there's state campgrounds, county campgrounds, there's the Corps of Engineer federal campgrounds. We're trying to keep consistency. The Corps of Engineers in our district in particular, we determined June 1st was the appropriate time to open because we had to get a whole bunch of our staff and our volunteers and our contractors who run our campgrounds for us. We had to get them time to arrive at Lake Red Rock, get them trained up, make sure we have the proper PPE for all of them, and then we can go into fully opening our campgrounds on June 1st.
Once again, that was Brian Nail with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers discussing the latest with Lake Red Rock. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.